Good morning, Carroll County. This is Tom Gordon, Commissioner of District 3, and I have the podcast this weekend. Today I'm going to be giving some background history on ag preservation. Some of this many of you may know, and quite a bit of this you may not be aware of. Carroll County's ag program started in 1980. The first easement was September 23rd of 1980. Currently, Carroll County has 78,315 preserved acres, with the county goal of 100,000 acres, which leaves 21,685 acres open yet to complete the goal. In 43 years, Carroll County has consistently funded and supported the ag preservation program and goals of our county. This is an area that shows the fortitude and understanding of not only our elected, but also the citizens of Carroll County, not just supporting ag in production and as a business and industry, but also as a way of life and keeping a community which allows us to have larger open areas and green spaces and a quality environment for all who live here. Our ag preservation program shows the difference that citizens can make in one's community. I'm going to be this morning reading to you a letter that was written by Carroll County Land Trust member and Carroll County Planning Director from 1971 to 1995, Edmund R. Ned Cumin. Ned is someone who has been significantly involved in our county and the county's way of life, and I thought that many of the salient points in this letter that he had written back in the 1990s explains many things that not all citizens may be aware of, but should be, pertaining to ag preservation and how the process and the plan came into effect. The year was 1972. In early February of that year, an application for subdivision was filed with the Carroll County Planning Commission on a 237-acre farm located on prime farmland just east of the village of Uniontown, owned at the time by one Dr. Raymond T. Murphy and his wife. At the time of the Civil War, this farm was known as the Babylon Farm. The Murphys' application contained a preliminary subdivision plan entitled The Meadows, which called for dividing up the entire farm into 40 lots or tracts of land, which realtors would later market as farmettes. The three largest tracts were 12, 14, and 17 acres in size. There were three 10-acre tracts, one 9-acre tract, one 8-acre tract, two 7-acre tracts, five 6-acre tracts, six 5-acre tracts, and four 4-acre tracts, seven 3-acre tracts or lots, and one 2-acre lot. Given the configuration and size of the farm in relationship to existing county roads, namely Uniontown, Jasontown, Frizzlesburg, and Hans Mill, the farm had nearly 1.5 miles of road frontage, which alleviated the necessity and expense of constructing new streets to give access to the lots and tracts proposed to be created. As the word spread that this Uniontown farm was about to be chopped up into 40 parcels of land for residential development in the midst of an expansive open farming area of prime farmland, substantial citizen opposition resulted and was registered with the County Planning Commission, which had jurisdiction over subdivision plan approval. Numerous letters were received from residents of Uniontown and the surrounding area, and from institutions and organizations like the Historical Society. A petition in opposition was filed containing 131 signatures from the Uniontown area imploring the Planning Commission to reject the subdivision, and urgent telegrams were received by the Planning Commission members and the Carroll County Commissioners from the Society of Preservation of the Antiquities. If you know your Civil War history, the site was a major encampment of the Army of the Potomac, 2nd Corps, under the command of General Winfield Scott Hancock, who rested his troops there on June 29th and 30th before the 2nd Corps departed July 1 for Tawnytown en route to the Battle of Gettysburg. To understand how whole farms were lost like this by 1972, we must go back 8 years to 1964, when the first county master plan was adopted. It was wisely called for concentrating growth in and around the 8 incorporated towns while designating the vast balance of the county land area for agriculture, which was then and still is today the county's number one industry. At the time the master plan was adopted, there was still no zoning in Carroll County. When the first or original comprehensive zoning maps and zoning district regulations were adopted 1 year later in 1965, the mapping agricultural zone district was in accord with the master plan. However, the adopted zoning ordinance regulations for the mapped agricultural zone district did not provide any real protection from the intrusion of residential development, which was at the time to be minimal. The limitations to residential development would later be needed in the agricultural zoning district and later imposed, would come only after the county's experience between 1965 and 1977. This was a period where continued market forces and ever-increasing immigration pressures were steadily driving residential subdivisions into the agricultural areas of Carroll County, away from the towns and their immediate environs, totally contrary to the expectation of the county master plan. So now, getting back to 1972, about the middle of that period, the Meadows subdivision plan was filed and pending action before the Planning Commission. A packed commission meeting room attended by opponents is on hand for the vote. After thorough consideration of the issues and in consideration of the applicable zoning and subdivision law, the County Planning Commission acts to conditionally approve the Meadows subdivision plan, which will result in dividing the farm into 40 separate tracts of land. This approval immediately triggered a lawsuit, namely a bill of complaint filed in the circuit court seeking declaratory and injunctive relief. Among litigants or plaintiffs in the case are Walter and Mary Ellen Bay, who were the most directly and adversely affected because the Meadows subdivision adjoined their farm on the east and north and confronted their farm on the west along Uniontown Road. The complaint was heard before the Honorable Judge Went in the Circuit Court in Carroll County, and following that proceeding, he held up the action of the County Planning Commission and dismissed the case. His ruling was immediately appealed to the Maryland Court of Appeals. In November of 1973, Maryland's highest court affirmed Judge Went's ruling, stating, quote, "We conclude, therefore, that nothing in Article 6, which composes the agricultural zoning district regulations or any other part of the zoning ordinance, bars a subdivision of single-family residential dwellings from an agricultural district of Carroll County. That being said, the plan is in conformity with the ordinance, therefore its approval by the commission was, quote, not an illegal rezoning, but merely the approval of a subdivision plan in accordance with the Article of 66B, the zoning ordinance, and the subdivision regulations." One could obviously and rightly conclude that the Bays and other plaintiffs had lost and that the county had won. But in truth, it was the county, its people, and its future generations who were losing. The county was losing prime farms and farmland in the agricultural district, totally contrary to the expectations of the county master plan, because the agricultural zoning district regulations provided no real limitations on residential subdivision development. The Meadows subdivision most definitely served as the poster child for what was happening. While the High Court was writing its decision, in its opinion and decision, the High Court included the following observation, quote, "In their briefs and an oral argument, appellants have bemoaned the Chancellor's decision as one permitting the despoilment of the county side. As we have already intimated, their complaint is with the language of the zoning ordinance rather than the actions taken by the Commission in the proper performance of its planning role. Thus, whatever may come of the Murphy property, the way is open to an appropriate amendment of Article 6 Agricultural Zoning District Regulations if the legislative body, i.e. the county commissioner, should wish to adopt that course. In this connection, we note that Article 19 of the zoning ordinance provides for text amendments upon petition of any person or officer, department, board, or commission." End quote. In other words, if there is a need or desire to have a bona fide agricultural zoning district in Carroll County, amend the zoning ordinance and establish it. Over the next 4 years, subdivision impact studies were analyzed to measure the consequences of residential development and the toll it would take on Carroll County's agricultural land base. These studies formed the basis of creating a new ag zoning district that would implement the expectations of the 1964 master plan. The same Planning Zoning Commission that had been reluctantly approving the Meadows subdivision and many others went on to develop, approve, and advance a new agricultural zoning district to the county commissioners, which was adopted in 1978. It was truly a more bona fide agricultural zoning district and a landmark zoning amendment. Had not the Bays and other citizens challenged the status quo in the zoning law in 1972, this landmark amendment of the zoning ordinance to limit residential development in the agricultural zoning district and establish agriculture as the preferred use may well have come too late. Fortunately for Carroll County, giving agriculture more protection from the intrusion of residential development just in the nick of time also established the county's voluntary farmland preservation program, which began just 2 years later in 1980, to flourish. As the county formally recognized landowners' equity and demonstrated its willingness to make significant investment in purchasing permanent agricultural easements on the county's farmlands, it likewise demonstrated its commitment to agriculture. Today, Carroll County has 78,315 acres permanently preserved farmland throughout Carroll County. Carroll County ranks number one in Maryland for preserved acres and number two in our nation in preserved farmland. The Walt and Mary Ellen Bay Farm is one of the many farms permanently preserved and included in that total. Walt Bay, as we all know, served the farming community as a county agent here in Carroll County as an invaluable and trusted resource for eligible farmland owners who were considering whether to permanently preserve their farms. But before all of this, Walt and Mary Ellen Bay most definitely facilitated and prompted the county to make a better agricultural zoning district, which the county, to its credit, did. And that, in turn, has facilitated the county's success to date in farmland preservation, which has gone a long way for generations to maintain agricultural farmland, and Maryland's High Court cited as, quote, the despoilment of the countryside. Here are a few interesting facts I wanted to mention regarding Carroll County's agricultural community. As I mentioned earlier, Carroll County's ag preservation is number one in Maryland for preserved acres and number two in the United States for acres preserved via easement. For every dollar invested equals $1.80 to $2 in economic benefit to the community. Cost savings also relate to environmental benefits and much more. These efforts include four different programs: the Carroll County Ag Land Preservation Program, the Maryland Ag Land Preservation Foundation, or MALF, the Critical Farms Program, and the Rural Legacy Program. Common to all of these programs is that they are voluntary by the willing sellers, preservation through a deed of easement recorded in the land records. Easements are in perpetuity, meaning that the preserved land can never be removed from the easement. Valuation and payment is by the acre, and conservation of soil and water is part of the easement requirements. This benefits our county taxpayers by strengthening the local ag community, strengthening local and state ag economy, preserves open space, improves soil and water conservation, and assures fiscal soundness by limiting growth. With that being said, there is nothing wrong with having growth in a community, but it is a balancing act and one that we must always be readily and judiciously mindful of. Thank you, and have a great weekend.